Texas GOP chair warns state requires all hands on deck to ensure Trump 2020 victory. By Michael Patrick Leahy on April 28, 2019. Republican Party of Texas Chairman James Dickey told Breitbart Washington editor Matt Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday the Lone Star State will require all hands on deck to ensure a Trump victory there in the 2020 presidential election. Without our 38 electoral votes, no Republican candidate has a path to victory for the foreseeable future. That is why we are asking for the support of people around the country, Dickey told Boyle. We need the financial support, but we need the team. We need you on record to show you support this presidency, he added. We have put up WhiteHouseVictory.com and we are spreading the news about it. He continued, adding that we need the financial support. But we need the team, we need you on record to show you support this presidency. Texas has a long history of helping Republicans in other states, Dickey noted. This election cycle, Republicans around the country need to return the favor. The Texas GOP chair added that if the president does not win Texas, he cannot win the 2020 presidential election. Dickey explained the focused efforts of the left to flip Texas blue accelerated in the 2018 election cycle, and will only increase in 2020. One of the things that we face as a challenge in Texas is people assume that Texas always has been and always will be red. That's not true. It was only 16 years ago that Republicans even took the Texas House, Dickey told Boyle. Democrats have been pouring money and pouring resources into Texas to try and flip Texas, he added. Over $138 million was poured into Texas in the last election cycle by Democrats from Texas and around the country, Dickey noted, enabling them to make gains in the U.S. House and Texas state legislature. Not only that, Senator Ted Cruz, with all of his name recognition and all of his support, only won by 2.6%. In his 2018 Senate race against former Representative Francis Robert Beto O'Rourke. We cannot let that happen to the president, Dickey said. The continued economic and population growth of Texas means the state will be even more important in elections after 2020, making a Republican win in the state in 2020 critical. Now we have 38 electoral votes. All the predictions are, we are going to get 3 additional Election College votes after the next census, Dickey noted. Boyle observed that media in Texas, just like the national media, continue to push the scales in favor of Democrat candidates over Republican candidates. Nothing illustrates that phenomenon more than recent events in which the national media has moved on from O'Rourke, Dickey agreed emphatically. What O'Rourke is seeing is a great example of how the press will unify. They will bury everything negative, they will give glowing pictures, they will emphasize only the positive. Even the photos they run as long as the Democrat is the likely victor against the Republican, Dickey responded. But the minute they see just as lightweight a person coming up against over their preferred candidate, Dickey continued, they switch allegiance. The bottom line, he noted, is this pattern of behavior illustrates the significant advantage the press is able to give to their chosen candidate. O'Rourke is seeing this right now, Dickey noted. His DUI, his fleeing the scene, his lightweightness, none of it matters when he's facing Ted Cruz. All of it matters when he's facing their flavor of the month, whether that be Biden, or Buttigieg or Bernie, the Texas GOP chair said. It's kind of been a pipe dream for the left to flip Texas, Boyle noted. You mentioned the 38 Electoral College votes of Texas. We've seen some other red states kind of hinging, being on the brink, Boyle said, noting recent elections in Georgia and Arizona. They're one election away from being able to flip it, Boyle said of the left's efforts in Texas. I constantly remind every candidate, every elected official I meet with, it is critical that we earn the support of the voters each and every election cycle, Dickey noted. That's what we are doing in Texas right now. We are reminding the voters that our policies are why we are seeing the most new business starts in history. The president's policies are why, with lower taxes and lower regulations, we're seeing record low unemployment. That was not just luck, Dickey said. Dickey concluded by noting that the president is very popular with the base in Texas. No question he has 100% solidified his base within the Republican Party, Dickey said. There's still a style difference, he added. We finally have a president who will fight for our policies, our positions. Leftists don't even have the imagination to see what a free market can do, Dickey said. You can listen to the complete transcript of the interview here.